We'll start off with Commissioner Chandler to come up, and maybe he can introduce his staff when they go through here. And so you have a very big responsibility on your shoulders here, and we appreciate all the work that has been done.
Senator Seaway, Representative Duchesne, and distinguished members of the committee. I'm Chandler Woodcock, the Commissioner of the Department of Fisheries and Wildlife. I'm going to say to you that I want you to recognize that I'm officially passing on what is one of life's golden opportunities to follow the gentleman behind me. The commissioner is an appointed position from the governor, and as such, I'm an executive branch employee, and that's a really important distinction for members of the legislature. It was my honor to be a state senator for 3 years, for three terms, and for all of those 6 years, I was on Inland Fisheries and Wildlife, sitting on your side of this venue, and it was at times entertaining, all the time enlightening. This is a very complex arena. It may not seem so at times to some, but it's a very complicated arena. As I mentioned to the governor in one of our first meetings together, our constituency tends to be outspoken when they are not in agreement with something that we do or something that you do. It's a very outspoken constituency, a very loyal constituency, too. And I've always had a very comfortable time interacting with them, I feel. It is, for me, quite revealing. I think, when I was examining this morning some of the facts I might be able to share with you about myself as Commissioner of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife, because it says, and all of this material is in the packet that you've just received, and I want to thank my assistant, Crystal Terrio, for putting together this informational packet for you. I think everything's in there. There will not be a test on this. That test will be coming forth as the session goes forward. It won't take long to find out. The Commissioner of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife is supposed to have a demonstrated understanding of the basics of wildlife and fisheries management, and as well as having experience in the arena. So as I was exploring a little bit this morning what I might offer to you, it really, I won't say it bothered me, but it did strike me that this is my 65th year of fishing. And I have kept a personal journal since 1974 of every trip that I've ever taken fishing. So we're in the sixth binder of that, and someday perhaps we can put that to some meaningful use. I've been hunting for 58 years. I quite often have said to members of the committee and others that I've been hunting since I was 8 years old. Well, I'm not really sure if that was legal or not back then, so I'm going to modify that and say that I've been hunting since it was legal for me to hunt back in the 1900s. And I trapped for a few years, too, under the guidance of a very professional trapper who has since passed away, a gentleman who was in his 80s at that time, who 1 year caught 65 fisher by himself. So it really has been quite an honor for me to participate in the outdoors. And I would offer, as we pass on to the generations, that my wife and I are the proud parents of 4 children and the grandparents of 13 children. And we have purchased a fishing license lifetime for each of them. So I'm looking forward to the opportunity to share with them, and have done so already, the outdoors of Maine. Craig and I were talking before we started today, and it's fascinating what a small world we live in Maine. Maine is a small state. It's a small state in terms of our connectivities. We're large geographically, but our connectivities are very close. His dad and my wife were in high school together a few years ago, and I think that's just remarkable that we end up at this place in this time. It wasn't something I really had tuned into until it just struck me in a conversation with my wife. She said, well, I think I may know his dad. So I'll be watching Craig quite closely on behalf of his father. So as Commissioner of Inland Fisheries, I'm not going to go through the whole list because you can read it, but as Commissioner of Inland Fisheries, I'm also a member of the Baxter Park Authority, which is a significant honor for me to be a member of the Baxter Park Authority, along with the State Forester and the Attorney General, and the three of us oversee the operation of Baxter State Park, which for a kid from Maine, from a country kid from Maine, is a pretty darn good deal, I want to tell you. It's a fantastic place. I'm also on the Lands for Maine's Future Board, Maine Outdoor Heritage Board, and I advise several other boards. So it's a busy job. We have with us today the leadership of our department. We have Bureau and Division Directors. We have my assistant, Crystal, is here, and they will be sharing with you informational piece about what they oversee for the department. And I want to tell you that I wouldn't swap the department commissionership for any in government. And I know there are others listening, and I'll hear about this probably at the next cabinet. But as I've said before many times, this has always been for me one of the really good departments in government. Historically, a nonpartisan relationship. So we're doing our best to do that. This is a management of outdoor resources of the state. How important are outdoor resources to Maine? They're about as important as it gets. You hear quite often, why do we live here? Well, one of the reasons I live here is because of the outdoors, the ability to hunt and fish for all these years. So I would just share a few things with you that we are charged with and what I have for oversight. So the department has a mandate. It's our principal mandate, actually, to preserve, protect, and enhance the inland fisheries and wildlife resources of the state. And in that one brief statement, you have such an incredibly encompassing responsibility. So for people who don't understand the fisheries and wildlife part of that, that's every species. It could be a salamander. It could be a butterfly. It could be a lake trout. It could be a moose. It could be any creature that exists here in the state is under our guidance in the inland portion of Maine. And as I ride around the state, all 350 miles from top to bottom, and glance out in the fields and the forests and overlook the ponds and lakes, if you let that sink in, it would overwhelm you. It did for a little while when I was first commissioner. I think, you know, it's only your responsibility, every creature that's out there. So you can't let that go too far, because it would overwhelm you. So behind me are the experts. And I want to tell you, they are the experts. This is an extraordinary staff, very talented, very experienced in many areas. Not irreplaceable, because nobody's irreplaceable, but for me, darn close. And you'll see what I mean when they come up and have a chance to communicate with you. But I want to publicly say to you that I'm honored and privileged to be the commissioner of a department that has the leadership that we have in inland fisheries and wildlife. They're an extraordinary group. So, for us, brief overview. We are responsible for all the recreational vehicles, watercraft, snowmobiles, ATVs, the registration of them. And if you've been riding around and paying any attention, you know that snowmobiles have had a pretty good year thus far. Is that mine or is that somebody else's?
I think...
All set? Okay. Good. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Interferes. No?
Good. No problem. Thank you. As long as you take care of it. Apologize to the public. That wasn't the standard legislative process you were hearing there. It's been a pretty good year for snowmobiles. Early snow brought on an incredible amount of registrations and some concerns, obviously, for the safety of those people who are riding, too. So be careful out there. Hunting, fishing, trapping, licenses, and permits. Bill will be up here, Bill Swan, in a bit to give you an oversight of the thousands of licenses and permits that we deal with in our department. And he does a great job with that, too. So some things that the public may not be attached to. We're also regulating commercial whitewater rafting. And that industry thrust itself upon Maine quite suddenly, and realizing at the time that we didn't have oversight of commercial whitewater rafting, the relationship with that business community has been a significant one. In fact, they're involved with some of the funding of the whitewater rafting oversight and enforcement for us. So it's been a good relationship, busy, and makes quite a bit of money for the state, actually. Taxidermy, guides, of course. We're also involved in the testing of guides, certification of them, camp trip leaders, propagators of wildlife, exhibitors of wildlife, has become a very complex arena lately for us. We also are the agency charged with hunting, trapping, archery education. And we put many thousands of people through that process. And I want to brag just for a minute. We're very safe in this state. compared to a lot of other places. So our education enforcement piece and in general the education for our outdoor activities has significantly contributed to a very safe arena for us. And I've left one particular notion for last. It is, for me, by far the most important notion that we have a responsibility for, and that is landowner relations. 96% of all of the activities in which we participate in the state, in the outdoor arena, are held on private property. And for us who have been doing this for years, myself included, I think sometimes we just accept that as a notion. We go hunting and fishing on private property quite often. 96% of the land is privately held. So our relationship with that community of landowners is by far the most critical thing that we do. Consider the options. Other states have the options. It isn't something we've had to do in Maine, and I'm hoping that we behave ourselves to the extent that we don't have to do that in the future. But I am a huge supporter of the landowner relations portion of what we do at Inland Fisheries and Wildlife. It's important. They have also recognized and understand that we're putting an emphasis on it, too. So I encourage you to be very cautious in the arena of landowner relations, because we rely upon it for our existence in a way. So I'm very pleased to be here today. I'm going to turn it over to Deputy Commissioner Tim Peabody in a second. I'd be pleased to answer any questions that you had at this time.
Any questions? I had one question. I'll have to have it checked out. I just had one question. I guess we had a situation with one of the fish hatcheries that had a problem. Is there any plans to correct?
Oh, yes. It's ongoing, actually. You're talking about the Casco. We have two that are in play. The Casco hatchery is a supplemental budget item. Grand Lake Stream hatchery is also in there for some money. So Casco shut down right now because we had a catastrophic failure of water coming into the hatchery. And we really, to this point in time, haven't found the source of that problem, which is sort of a unique thing. But there's a long pipeline from the lake to the hatchery, and we're in the process of repairing that and have some monies in the supplemental to continue that process. It's important. It's the third largest one that we have.
Yeah.
And services a good portion of the southern part of the state. So.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you all. Have a good session.